Osoy b'tzofen, its shechita has to be done on the north side as the chumra of the korban oshem, as the kodesh kedoshim. The shechita has to be done on tzofen, not on the dorm side like a korban shlamim could have been. But also the toyin matones b'uma as an oshem, you have to put the shemen on the thumbs of the mitzvah. But also as the chumra of the shlamim usmicha, you have to make a smicha on the korban. On the sachem, you also have to bring a mincha like a shlam needs a mincha. Utanufa, you also have to lift up him and the kayin, the chazav v'shoik, you have to lift up the chazav v'shoik. And v'necha l'zichre kuna, you have to go l'chumra as if it's a korban oshim, a kodesh kodoshim, only a kayin azacha kuna can eat it, only a kayin, only the zacha. And also, as the chumra from oshim is l'yayin v'layla, only one day in its night, not 2 days, like a korban shlamim. So you have to be machmir both ways. That's what Rabbi Shimon holds. But the Gemara says, Lo Chom did not agree with Rabbi Shimon to Rabbi Shimon. Why? What Chom said is not an answer to bring a Tanai. But they should maybe catch him based on Psul. Because according to the Chomim, what you're doing now is you're bringing this animal based on Psul. Because really, maybe it's a Shlomim. As a Shlomim can eat it for 2 days. Now you'd be Mach, but tell him you can only eat it for 1 day. So they hold that's not a good answer to bring an Oshim on a Tanai as a Din Shlomim. Because on the Tanai, it's a Shlomim, you'll let it eat it for 2 days. And what's going to be if left it over 1 day and 1 night, you're going to have to burn it. And really, maybe it's a shlamin. So that's called, you're bringing the base of psul, it's no good. And the Marsh says, though, like, so, Chutz, Akash, and Shmuel, who's he hold like? If Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda, then, since the Oshim was brought already, he can bring a Chatis Adal. And if he holds like Rabbi Shimon, so he can make it tonight altogether. So Marsh says like this, Shmuel, like a sublook of Shimon, like holds like Rabbi Shimon Bechoda. That it's totally how you are, Bishash, to bring a Korban Chatis, not how you are b'shashu bring a korban oshim, but upon the leb b'chodo, Shmuel lagas on Rabbi Shimon holds you cannot bring an oshim on a tanai. So therefore, Shmuel says the case here was that this mitzvah brought his korban oshim before the other one died, and now the only question is how could he bring his chatis? So now the answer is let him be an oni b'shashu brings the chatis, and then that's the loch, he could bring a chatis, but there is an oni, but there is the birds, and therefore a chatis soif could be brought min asofik. That's why Shmuel Dafki said, this is the Eitzah Yimetayir, he's Mitzrayim. Then it says what? He asked that Shloisha Divri Haggadah. He asked 3 questions on Haggadah, Stam. That Kos, he asked questions like this. Kos of Echrem, 1 Pasuk says, Kiloy Echpat to Moisemet. Hashem does not like when even the Rosh dies, like. Or Kos of Echrem, another Pasuk says, Ki Chovas Hashem Lamisim, Hashem wants to kill them. So, Kurtz Estira. So, the answer of Chanina was, of Chananya was that can be Yosef Tshuva, can be Shana Yosef Tshuva. If they do Tshuva, Hashem wants them to stay alive. Or even if they will do Tshuva. But Hashem knows that they will not do Tshuva, then He wants them to die. Kosev Dachroimer, 1 Pasuk says, Kosev Dachroimer, Ki lo yisah potem. Hashem does not take, take Sheichat. Likach Sheichat doesn't take bribe. He's not yisah potem. He doesn't turn, show favors to them. To call yourself. Kosev Dachroimer, another Pasuk says, no, that yisah Hashem potem velechem. That Hashem does show special favor to Jews. And the Gemara, Kan Koidim Gzadin. Before the Gzadin, then Echlamah, then Yisapon of Hashem shows favor to Klal Yisrael. But Kan Liach Gzadin, once there's a Gzadin already, then Hashem does not change it. Unless your mamas do true b'shleima. Kos of Echlam, another pasuk says, Kivochra Hashem b'tzi, Mashma Hashem chose Yerushalayim, chose Tiyin. The Kos of Echlam, another pasuk says, Ki alapiv yalcha mosi, hoist yirazois. Hashem was angry with Yerushalayim. He allowed the Hamas upon my anger and my wrath was this city built. From the time it was first built, Sechor Tzestira. Simon says, he answered and said, Kan Kaidim Shinosa Shloim as Bas Paroi. Before Shloim HaMelech married Bas Paroi, then Hashem liked Zion, liked Yerushalayim. But Kan Liyacha Shinosa Shloim as Bas Paroi. After Shloim married Bas Paroi, that's when Hashem got angry, and that's what's called Kiyapi V'Yachamosi. Then it was Shloisha Divrei Bura. Stam, 3 questions, Stam, they asked. Divrei Bura, Stam questions. Ishto Shaloit, Loit's wife, when she died, she turned into a statue of salt. Maushet Tatama, does she have Tumas Mesanat? Omalehem, so he said back to them, Mes Metama, only a mace, like flesh has Tumas Mes on it. V'yenitz of Melech Metama. But Avada, she has no Tumas Meis, since she turned into a statue of salt, that's no Tumas Meis. Another question he asked was, Ben Shunamis, this was the son that Eliyahu was Mechayim Meisim, or Elisha, there's no way that Elisha was Mechayim Meisim, So he asked the question, Mashi Tama, does this kid now, does he have Tumas Mesa on him? He was dead, he had Tumas Mesa. And then Elisha was Mechai Mesa and brought him alive again. So he still have Tumas Mesa now. That's the question. The answer to Alexandria asked Reb Leza. Omlam, he said back to him, Mesa Metama, no, only a Mesa has Tumas Mesa. V'yein Chai Metama. But the Chai now, since he's alive right now, he has no Tumas Mesa. Third question he asked was, Mesim Liosalovi. He saw the Mesim, when they get up at Kisa Mesim, Tzrichin Hazor Shlishi Shvi Ayein Tzrichin. When they get up, the pshat was they're all dead until then, they have Tumas Mace. Now they get up, so when they get up, do they still have Tumas Mace on them? That in order to become Tor, the last of Azor, the third day and the seventh day from the Mechatis, or maybe no, maybe Tchis and Mesem Lom will be Matari then. So I'm learning, the Blasi answered back and said, when we get up, then we'll see Nachim Lem, then we'll understand, then we'll know. As if to say, like, there's no difference right now. He said, like, when they get up, Rashi said, Nesiyash B'davar, when they get up, then we'll think into this. Ikad Yami's son said, he answered back like this, that, like, Yishiyavah Moshe Rabbeinu Imoyim, that when Moshe Rabbeinu gets up with them, he'll tell them what to do. And then it says, Shloish Adivre Derech Eretz, they asked him three questions about Derech Eretz. First, they asked him was, Mayas Odin V'yachim, what should a person do to become smart, become a Talmud Chacham? So Amul Lehem, so first Reb Leza said back, Yarba Yeshiva, let them sit, learn a lot, let them be in Yeshiva, sit down and learn. V'yamayit v'scherin, don't do too much business. Omrus, and I answered back and said, Harba was a Cain, a lot of people try this, but still, v'lohayulahim, it didn't help for them, they still did not become Talmid Chachamim. Eli answered back like this, a second thing you need also is, Yevak shu rachem imimisha chokh mishloi, you have to daven to Hashem, that Hashem should give you siyata d'shemaya, to be able to learn. Shinema, the pasuk says, "Ki Hashem yitin chokma piv dasu tuna." That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that gives chokma. Hashem is the melamed Torah, so you have to daven to Hashem. Hashem should teach us the Torah. Tony Rebbe Chiya B'Chi learned like this. Moshe is an example like Lamelech, boss of Adam. You have a king. Shasa Sudi Avod. We made a big party for all his servants. Or Mishagim Liyoyavav. We mashed in front of his special friends. He gave what's in front of him when it's in front of a king. Say here also. Hashem like gives chokhmah to the people that daven to him. The special people that Hashem love, Hashem gives them from his portion, from his Torah. Samara says, my kumash, what's the chiddush over here? That the ho, b'loy ho, l'sagi, one without the other does not help. Now, in order to become a Talmid Chacham, you have to do these two things. You have to talk and be marba b'yeshiva. You have to sit and learn a lot. But that alone is not enough. You also have to sit and daven to Hashem. And also, just to daven is not enough. You have to sit and learn. You have to do both. That one without the other is not enough. Second question was, Mayas Adam Yisash, what should a person do to become rich? So Amalem Yablez answered back and said, Yarba Bishaira, let them do business. Let them do a lot of business. So in the science, the Gror takes this out of the Gemara. The Gror says not to be Gerstis. Because the Gror Shita was, if a person has B'tochen and Hashem, he doesn't have to do any Yishtadlis. You don't have to work. The Guru held, if you have complete bitachon on Hashem, you manage without even ishtadlis. So here the Gemara says, not here the Gemara says, he told him, no, if you want to be rich, like, you have to be married by the Schayra. So therefore the Guru takes this out. But the Gemara says, according to him, just for Yisim, Yitim, Amunah, whatever you do, do it with trustworthy. Any business or any transactions you do, laudafka business, but any type of things you do, do it with Amunah. So they said back to Ableza, Harbu also can, a lot of people did this, either a lot of business or a lot of demuna, but La'ilu, they didn't become rich because of that. Eli said back to Menachnam, you need another ingredient also. Eli Yavakesh Rachmim Misha Oisha Shalai. You have to also daven to Hashem that he is the one that owns all the money. Shinem and the Pasuk says, Liyah Kesav Liyah Zov, that the Kesav and the Zov belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if we have to daven to Hashem also. So again, the Gemara says, "My kumash, what's your chiddush over here?" Again, that the whole below you, Allah sagi, one without the other does not work. You have to have both. You have to daven to Hashem and also be mishtadol to get the money. Then the third question was, "My yasu adam v'yir loyvonim zchorim." What should a person do to have boys? All Malansi said back to them, "Yisi isha genis loy, marry an isha that's befitting for you, that's fit for you, and therefore also v'yikatapadaf ayin."